woman said to the servant, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die.'" And I begin there just simply because I think it's critical that we understand that from the beginning, God treated man as someone who was responsible or accountable to what he told them. He gave them instructions. Eve explains here, "I understood exactly what he said." And then, of course, as we study the text, we realize the serpent is trying to twist that. But the point I would make is the scriptures consistently teach that you and I as individuals are morally responsible. When we were looking at, it's been some time back now, but in the Old Testament studies on Sunday mornings at the book of Deuteronomy, the word "if" kept coming up. If. In other words, God saying, "Here's what I will do for you, if." And the point was, they were responsible. Here were the laws of God. Here was the teaching of God. Here were the rules that God set forth. And if, under these conditions, you will be rewarded. But on the other hand, if you don't, then you're responsible. You are accountable. And I think we need to be reminded of that on a fairly consistent basis, because we live in a culture and in a world that suggests there's really no accountability, there's no responsibility, and as the point has been made from this platform on many occasions, the idea that there is such a thing as an authoritative standard by which we're going to be judged is just non-existent. It is important for us, as we look at Scripture, to realize that from the very beginning of time and consistently all the way through, God has reminded us that we are accountable and we are responsible. And we must embrace that truth. Because if we begin developing the mindset that, well, I'm not sure that I can be held responsible for this. I'm not sure that I could be accountable for this. I think I'm in a situation right now where I have absolutely no choice but to do something that I know does not meet God's approval. I will never be in that kind of a position, and neither will you. And we just have to remember that. It's a sobering reminder, and at the same time, it's an encouraging reminder, because what it tells us as we look at the instructions God gave when he told the people what he was, when he told Eve, when he told Adam, "You can eat of all these trees except that one," they were capable of doing what he said. And they knew they were capable because they'd already been doing that. And they allowed Satan, through his devices, to persuade them, "Maybe I am missing out on something." And we are just as susceptible, potentially, as Adam and as Eve. And so Steve needs reminded of that on occasion, and I'm persuaded that most of us do. And I'll be so bold as to say all of us do. That God has created us. He's created us in His image. He's created us with the ability to choose. We are not some sort of a puppet that he just wound up and started running. And now we can only do what he programmed into us. We are in God's image, and that means we can choose to do what is right and holy and just and loving, or we can just choose to do what we have as I would term our own selfish interest and do what we want. So even as we think about our relationship with one another and our relationship with God, think about this. Remember, whatever confronts you on a daily basis, whatever situation you find yourself in, whatever challenge you're facing that you're starting to question whether or not you have an option to do what's right, remember, you do. You can always do what's right. God has created you in such a way that you can make that choice and you can do what is pleasing to him, what is glorifying to him, and what will allow others to see him through you. As we conclude our time together, we recognize that there may be someone here who has a need to respond to the invitation of the gospel in some way. We encourage you to give that thought and respond to that invitation as we stand and sing at this time. Amen.